friends. Before I forget to say these things, I'm going to say them before I say the set list. You can listen to Maximum Rock and Roll at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email us at radio, R-A-D-I-O, at MaximumRockandRoll, all one word, .com. Submissions, you can send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD or cassette releases to MRR P.O. Box 3852 Oakland, California 94609 USA. Donations can be received at MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. Ex-Twitter us at MRR Radio. That's 3 R's at MRR R-A-D-I-O. Subscribe to Maximum Rock and Roll wherever you find podcasts. Clean version for airplay at radio.maximumrockandroll.com, edited by Dan. And I assume Brandy's editing things in there as well. I'm pretty sure. Okay. So that set, we led off with Zorn, the track Nothing Left, off the album Zorn. After that was Tumultuous Ruin, Desecrate Machine as Our World Dies, off the album An Abscess on the Heart of the State. One of my recent favorite bands. They're Irish, and so am I, and that's cool. It doesn't mean anything. It's just, you know, you think of the diaspora, you think of whatever. It's fun. You think of the Tater Famine as like the prime example of state violence that means I'm from California, not an island. Anyway, we heard Graupel, I think is how you pronounce it. After that, G-R-A-V-P-E-L. It was technically 2 tracks, but they released their tracks as 2 tracks for reasons, but it's cool. The track was called What We Aim For, Power to the Filthy Masses. I think the release was also called that, but I don't actually have that information right now. And I don't know why I'm apologizing. It's because this is Maximum Rock and Roll, which is not necessarily super connected to the metal world, and that's why I'm trying to deconstruct and share with you why I'm playing the things that I'm playing and why I think it's cool and or important and or something worth doing, at least. The last 2 tracks were pretty black metaled out, but I do a lot of work to find bands that are essentially politically aligned with kind of what you would refer to as punk methodology of being vociferously vitriolic and super mad and deconstructive of societal conditions. I guess a lot of the connective material I see between punk and metal is a non-acceptance of the way that things are, or at least we don't need to accept them as immutable experiences. I hear this a lot from people in my line of work, which is physical labor stuff, where it's, that's just how it is. That's just how it is, man. And it's like, no, dude. People with historical material power have put policies in place to make it. That's how it is. Anyway, so that's where I'm coming from with trying to smash together these blast beats and more traditional punk sounds. The last 2 tracks on that set list, by the way, were Valravni, I think is how you say it. The track This Has No Redeeming Value off the compilation Black Metal Rainbows, and then another track off a comp with the band Leviathan, the track In Adverse Talons off Black Metal Against the World. What was I just talking about? Cool. So, power ramble over. I'm not expecting any of these thoughts I'm sharing to be new thoughts, and I'm not expecting really to get, quote unquote, get anywhere with them right now. I think it's just going to be kind of the theme of the show. I'm going to have this show split in half. First half more punky, second half more metally, and try to elucidate why I think that's important. Up next, you called it. It's the classic band Between Those Realms. It's Dawn Raid. Rest in peace. I can't wait to hear the next projects coming out of this band that just recently broke up. Here's a track off their last album, I believe. Sifokr. parenthetical, don't vote.
Out.
Hello, it's Sean again. It looks like my last track is going to run right up against the hour marker, so I'm just going to share what we're playing right now. We just heard Don Raid with Sofoker Don't Vote off of To Know the Light. Currently is Ashbor playing Lustration 2 off of the Irrepassable Gate. And up next, the last track is going to be Panopticon with Pale Ghosts off of Autumn Eternal. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a good day. I hope you have a good sandwich. I hope you call your mom, you know, if your mom's around, or if she's, you know, worth talking to. And, yeah, you know, make someone you love a sandwich, or, like, don't, if that feels yucky to you. You know what I mean? Okay, I love you. Goodbye.
This is CJSA.